Three of the candidates hoping to become the Republican nominee for the governor's race shared their views at a joint Kenai-Soldotna Chamber of Commerce Forum Wednesday at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex. Former Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, former Mat-Su State Senator Mike Dunleavy, and Michael Sheldon shared their views on the state budget, economy, crime, fisheries, and many other issues. Sheldon is from Petersburg and has worked as a welder, logger, commercial fisherman, and handyman. He says he will prioritize building infrastructure and be a warrior for the state.
You know, I'm a Tlingit, and the Tlingits were warriors. Did you know that we traveled all the way down to California to fight with other tribal governments? I'm not a marshmallow. I'm a warrior. I'm going to fight for the state.
Treadwell shook up the Republican ticket with his late entry into the race. He wants to bring his experience in business and politics to work for Alaska.
If you're going to hire a CEO of a $9 billion enterprise, hire somebody who knows how to make business work. And that's not just the record, the comparison that we're talking about. It's what does the record mean for you? I've created things out of nothing, and I've done it by bringing people together to make things happen, and that's what I'll do as your governor.
Dunleavy resigned his Senate seat in January to focus on his gubernatorial bid. Under his leadership, he thinks Alaska can grow itself out of its current fiscal woes.
The last 4 years have been some of the most dismal in Alaska's history. Crime rate, educational outcomes, unemployment, you name it. We didn't run out of resources, we ran out of good leadership and good ideas. Get better management, get better leadership, better policies, put our resources to work, and Alaska will be back on track.
Dunleavy says the state's operating budget needs to be contained to 2% growth, and that Alaska needs to be friendlier to investment.
Making sure your operating budget's boxed in, shortening the timeline of your regulatory and permitting processes, and just, again, sending the message through a governor that is pro-business that this place is open for business and we're not going to prey upon any new industries coming to the state of Alaska.
Treadwell says the operating budget needs several $100 million in cuts, and that the state is not getting good enough returns in the areas of education, corrections, and health. He says the state has to keep its commitments to investors. He also thinks Alaska needs to stop exporting jobs.
We have to do that with value added. We can export logs, but we should be exporting furniture or fiberboard. We have fish going to China for secondary processing that ought to be done here. We've got to be hell on people who want to export jobs from Alaska.
Sheldon thinks the state operating budget needs a 10% trim with each department participating, including administration. He says privatization is the way to spur economic development.
We need to get more businesses in the private sector. We only have 1% in the private sector of Alaska. Texas has got 99. We only have one refinery. Texas has 30. We need to start learning how to operate our state properly.
On the Alaska Permanent Fund, Dunleavy and Sheldon think cutting the dividend was a bad idea, while Treadwell supports a percent of market value approach that would free up a portion of the fund's earnings for the budget to avoid instituting taxes. All three say they oppose state sales or property taxes. They also agree on a need to increase the capital budget. Sheldon thinks there should be a $935 million infrastructure budget and suggests building refineries on native land to reduce governmental red tape. Dunleavy wants to see a minimum $200 million in capital projects made possible by controlling the operating budget so more money can go to infrastructure.
But we have to have a continual exploration and development process here in the state for new oil finds, new mining plays, etc. We have to be a partner in that. The way you're going to do that is ramp down that operating budget, contain it, then you'll have a capital budget to grow Alaska.
Treadwell wants to see at least $500 million in capital projects.
I'll grow the capital budget by, one, recycling capital. We have projects the state has paid for that others now will buy from us. The state might have been in it to get it started. The second thing is I will look for more public-private partnerships. And the third thing is we will grow the capital budget directly to the state and match federal funds and do more.
The primary election is August 21st. Also on the Republican ticket are Darren Colbury of Anchorage, Thomas Gordon of Wasilla, Gerald Hikes of Palmer, and Marika Halatku of Anchorage. In Kenai, I'm Jenny Nyman.